Throughout our series, Songs from Hollywood and Broadway, we've heard from some great singers. I spoke with Stephen Sondheim about singers in 2000, after the release of the CD version of his musical, Saturday Night.
I'm wondering if you think it's difficult to find good Broadway singers now. It sometimes strikes me as a form of singing that's almost dying out, I think in part because most people don't grow up listening to Broadway singing. They grew up listening to pop or rock, hip-hop, and it's just different approach to singing.
You're absolutely right. When people come in to audition, we often have to ask, particularly younger people, to just sing the song straight instead of stylizing them, instead of bending the notes, instead of doing the kinds of styles you're talking about. They tend to sing mostly very loud and all at one level of expression, and which is pretty boring on a stage and fine for a concert. And also, it's inhuman. That is, say, it has nothing to do with character, since they stylize so much when they sing that the character is lost. So we often have to ask them, please, to sing it straight. And for some of them, that's very hard to do. They can't just sing the notes. They can only fool around with the notes. And a lot of them have faulty sense of pitch, and it's revealed when they have to sing the song straight. But since most Broadway shows require a much more straightforward kind of vocal sound and vocal production and vocal style than pop and rock, you're absolutely right. It's harder to find them. On the other hand, there are plenty of good voices and a lot of good talent around.
Do you find that there are certain intervals that you have in your songs or anything else that gives singers a lot of trouble, that they're not used to it?
No, I hear secondhand complaints. My songs are difficult to sing, but very few firsthand complaints from people who actually sing them. I think what happens is that I write a lot of dissonance in the accompaniments, and though it's mild dissonance, it's still dissonance, and there will be a chord or a line of counterpoint in the music that will clash directly with the note being sung. And a lot of people have trouble hearing the note they're supposed to sing when the chord that's being played or the contrapuntal line that's being played clashes. There's never any problem with a trained singer, but with untrained singers, that often happens. On the other hand, once they get used to it and see the reason I've chosen those notes, which often has to do with inflection and sometimes with harmonic resolution, the difficulties usually melt away. The people who have difficulty even after when they're in rehearsal usually have difficulty with lyrics, particularly with some of the faster lyrics I write and some of the patter lyrics. And I will, if I see that the singer is in difficulty, sometimes it's my fault, and I will take a word out or change a phrase to make it easier on the teeth and the tongue or the lungs.
Well, a good example of that patter song is Not Getting Married, which is maybe one of the wordiest songs ever written. It's amazing somebody
It's wordy, but it's not hard to sing. And what's hard is the melody, because the melody is comprised mainly of half steps. And unless the voice and the ear are good, the singer gets into a kind of Sprechstimme, a kind of semi-talking. But the patter itself is written pretty carefully, though the last section, I think, there are some breathing problems, and it's a lyric I should improve. But most of it sings very well, and what most singers don't understand is that the faster you sing it, the easier it is.
Why is that?
Because less breath is required. And when people sing it slower, they tend to punch certain of the heavy consonants like P's and B's and expend breath that should be better preserved for finishing the phrase in one breath. If you listen to V.N. Cox singing Getting Married Today on the recording of the show that was done by the Roundabout Theater in New York, you'll hear absolutely split-second timing, and she sings it faster than I guess anybody else has ever sung it, and you get every word, and she has no trouble at all.
Why don't we hear it? Stephen Sondheim, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry.
Here it is.
Listen, everybody, look, I don't know what you're waiting for. A wedding, what's a wedding? It's a prehistoric ritual where everybody promises fidelity forever, which is maybe the most horrifying word I ever heard, and which is followed by a honeymoon where suddenly you realize he's saddled with a nut and want to kill me, which he should. So listen, thanks a bunch, but I'm not getting married. Go have and cry at another person's wake. If you're quick for a kick, you could pick up a christening. But please, on my knees, there's a human life at stake. Listen, everybody, I'm afraid you didn't hear. Do you want to see a crazy lady fall apart in front of you? It isn't only Paul who may be ruining his life. You know, we'll both of us be losing our identities. I telephoned my analyst about it, and he said to see you Monday. But by Monday, I'll be floating in the Hudson with the other garbage. I'm not well, so I'm not getting married. You've been swell, but I'm not getting married. Clear the hall, because I'm not getting married. Thank you all, but I'm not getting married. And don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today.
Stephen Sondheim recorded in 2000 after the release of the CD Saturday Night.